Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. We're back on the road trip for our second state, and it is Alaska. I'll admit, going into this, I didn't really know anyone from Alaska, but a good friend of mine, Isabel, helped me out and hooked me up with Rachel, who was born and raised in Alaska. Rachel, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I'll be honest, I know very little about Alaska. I feel like as most Americans might, could you maybe give me just the gist of what it was like growing up there?
It was honestly a lot like living in Washington, just kind of dreary, wet, cold, lots of coast.
Gotcha. So, I mean, where there's just like bears walking around everywhere and moose and all that.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where you will just have to climb a tree to get away from a moose.
As expected. Right, as expected. So was it a good time? Did you enjoy your time up there?
Absolutely, yeah. 5 minutes from nature at all times. So
what's something about the state that you think most people may not know about? Is there anything kind of unique?
We have like normal seasons. It's not like a white winter. And constantly.
Right. Like, so you're from Homer, Alaska, as you said?
Yes.
So, I mean, I keep forgetting how massive the state is, but how far is it from Juneau, the capital?
We can only get to Juneau by boat or plane.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of insane.
Yeah. And even if you go there by boat, it's like a car ride in. So I don't know about Juneau, but from Anchorage, it's about 5 hour drive.
Anchorage. Did I just completely mess with the state capital?
No, you got the state capital.
I got it. Okay. I couldn't remember if it was Anchorage or Juneau. Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. So music. This whole podcast is about music. And today we'll be listening to some artists from Alaska. Is there a music scene in Alaska that people should be familiar with? Or you feel like it's kind of basic in that regard?
We mostly just have a lot of like grunge folk. It's all like by town. So not
I
really.
I gotcha. So maybe you'll actually discover some today. Maybe there's some that you didn't know are from Alaska. So
absolutely.
That's something to look forward to. Awesome. Well, as it goes, we got 8 songs to listen to from 8 different artists from 8 different genres. You ready to just jump on in?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, in 2020, scientists have discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. With help of my guests, we'll listen to every song that has ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than a Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into 2 categories. Here are the rules. I'll go through 8 different songs from 8 different genres by 8 different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it is up to the guests to decide whether or not the song is better or worse than Smooth by Santana. If the song is better, the guests will say, man, it's a hot one. If the song is worse, the guests will say, forget about it. One of those options must be chosen by the guest, but the guest is able to elaborate if they please by choosing a soft or hard option. For example, they can say that is a hard, hot one or a soft, forget about it. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to play along and email me your opinions at manitsahotone@outlook.com as to whether or not the songs are better or worse than Smooth by Santana. Song number 1 is a hit. We begin and end each episode with a hit. Some of the people know, some of the people recognize. And this hit comes from 2017. It's a psychedelic pop track, and it is Feel It Still by Portugal the Man.
I keep my hands on myself. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. weeks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Might have had your fill, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. Let me kick it like it's 1986 now. Might be over now, but I feel it still. We could fight a war for peace.
All right, that was song number one. That was a 2017 psychedelic pop song, Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. Portugal the Man is an alternative and psychedelic rock group from West Hill, Alaska. I don't know. I'm probably pronouncing it so poorly, you probably don't even know what I'm referring to, so it's okay. The song was the second single from the group's eighth studio album titled Woodstock. The song reached number four on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and topped the charts in six different countries, including Russia, Serbia, and Spain. The song won the group a Grammy Award for Best Performance by a Pop Duo or Group and was featured on an Apple commercial for their iPad Pro. So, Rachel, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I'm going to have to say it's a hot one.
Man, it's a hot one.
For sure. Especially since one of the top songs from an Alaskan that I have to rep. how upbeat it was. The lyrics were fun. Yeah, pretty good song. His voice is also like a little bit different than normal, which is makes it fun, I guess.
Very cool. So is Portugal the Man kind of well known without the state as kind of being one of the more notable artists?
Yeah, I believe I lived down here when that song came out, and I definitely had people tell me about him. I was so happy and excited. So
that's awesome. So are you a fan of their work kind of outside of the Alaska, you know, bias, or do you feel like you don't really listen to them outside of like the main couple hits?
I definitely don't listen to them outside. They're like one of the songs that you listen to on the radio. Like that's
yeah. I was about to say, they make the song just reminds me of just like your average commercial song where it's just like you listen to it and you're like, all right, this had been abused to be promoting something at some point, you know?
Yeah.
So
for sure.
When I found out it promoted an iPad, I'm like, yeah, that completely makes sense. So do you feel like Alaska being so close to Russia, that may be a good reason why it topped the charts over there? Or what do you think about that? Or you feel like there may be some bad blood between Russia and Alaska?
I definitely would say that has something to do with why it's in Russia. We have like a lot of Russian enclaves, if that makes sense.
Oh, interesting.
So we have like Orthodox Russian villages and like a lot of Russian fishermen. So they're probably...
It wouldn't be odd to just kind of run into, you know, a Russian speaking person in Alaska.
Probably. Really. Yeah. Wow. At least in my town, but...
Right. Yeah. You can't speak for the rest of the state. I gotcha. It's a big state. Very cool. So we're going to start things off with a hot one.
Yes.
Very cool. Alaska has their first hot one of the episode as we're moving on to song number two. It is a 2009 pop song and it is Melody by Kate Earle.
No matter what has ever come to me, I got my own brand of company. I got that inside my head and I play songs back to back until I go to bed. Wake up by myself inside an empty room. There's nobody next to mine to but my skin is warm and my heart is full. It's the do-do-do-do-do-do. Walking, waking on a crowded street with my head. Phone's loud so my hips can swing, so my head can nod to the rock and roll, to the boom boom beat. And I found that I'm never alone, and I found that my heart is my home, and the music within makes me whole. A world that I built on my own, and I know that I'm never alone, and I know that my heart is my home, and the missing piece of me I can find in a melody. I can find in a melody.
No matter what. All right, that was song number two. That was Melody by Kate Earle. Kate Earle is a pop and electro swing artist from Anchorage, Alaska. The song comes from her self-titled second studio album, which released in 2009. In total, Earle has four studio albums, with her most recent being in 2017. Outside the studio, Earl has performed on the 9th season of The Bachelorette and has served as the opening act for several artists, including Rick Astley, the Goo Goo Dolls, and even Matchbox 20. So, Rachel, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I'm going to have to say it's not.
To forget about it?
Forget about it, for sure. Or else forget about it. It seemed like a pretty classic 2010s bop, but definitely not as timeless as Santana. Smooth by Santana, so yeah. Mm.
So you just feel like it was a little cliche, kind of blended into the rest of the genre a bit?
Yeah, and it definitely, it got old pretty quick.
Really? Mm. Interesting. I mean, but she did serve as the opening act for Rick Astley, the Goo Goo Dolls, and Matchbox 20. Do you think there at least is something there that might be?
I mean, she was a pretty basic, like, girl artist, boppy, Alaskan pop music. Right. I can see, like, how that came and went, I guess.
Mm. So song number two is Forget About It. We're looking at 50% right now. Moving on to song number three. And this song is fairly recent. It comes from 2019. It's a glam rock song, and it is Your Place in the Sun by Janet Gardner. Song number three, that was a 2019 glam rock song, Your Place in the Sun by Janet Gardner. Janet Gardner is a hard rock vocalist from Juneau, Alaska. The song serves as a title track for Gardner's second solo studio album release. Prior to going solo, Gardner was the lead singer for the all-female hard rock group Vixen, who found decent success, including two singles reaching the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. So, Rachel, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
It was pretty good. It was definitely like I was impressed for Alaska. I might have to say forget about it though. Or else forget about it. It's definitely like a sound that I feel like is, I don't know, it's been done. But it was really impressive. It was a pretty good full sound for like just a classic rock sounding song.
I gotcha. So what are some elements of the song that you did enjoy about it?
I really liked like the chord progressions. I thought they weren't like boring. They had some fun like twists to them. And then she had like this nice breakdown that I thought was like pretty nice. Pretty.
But it sounds like that's not your type of music though, usually.
Yeah, not necessarily. It sounded like it was from the 80s for sure. Mm. But
so it just kind of time traveled over to 2023 and here we are.
Yeah.
So would you be interested in checking out her music with her hard rock group Vixens, or you think this may be the end of the Janet Gardner train?
I think I would probably check out the Vixens just because like I feel like rock is kind of coming back and it's like worthwhile to kind of see what they're doing, but definitely not as great as Smooth by Santana.
Mm, I understand. And Juneau, Alaska, is it worth the hype or is it a little overrated?
If you live in Alaska, it's definitely a great place to go. It's like a center for arts, and it's like where one of the main colleges is. So like, if you're going to go get your degree, Juneau's a great location. Definitely a lot of like film going on, music, art.
Interesting.
So it's worth it if you're in Alaska, if you're from Alaska, but it can be very out of the way.
I gotcha. So for people going to college in Alaska, is it usually completely in-state? Do you know of anyone who goes to Alaska for college?
I will say if you go to Alaska for college, you're probably looking for a PhD in fishery science. Like
that's it?
Yeah. There's like, you can get a bachelor's degree in outdoor adventure. So if you want that.
That's kind of a cool degree though. I don't know like what jobs kind of go with it, but that's still kind of a cool degree.
Guide. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
It works. All right. So we got another Forget About It for song number three.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see if things stay the same for song number four, which is a 2021 electric blues song. And it is Look Me in the Eye by Rick Holmstrom.
These days, I feel like screaming. Seems this world is just passing me by. And I find myself just sitting around waiting. Yeah, for someone to look me in the eye. You know, I get so
song number four. That was Look Me in the Eye by Rick Holmstrom, a 2021 electric blues song. Rick Holmstrom is a blues artist from Fairbanks, Alaska. The track comes from his 2021 album titled See That Light. In total, Holmstrom has 7 albums, including his 2002 record Hydraulic Groove, which reached number 9 on the Billboard Blues album chart. So, Rachel, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
It's gonna have to be another Forget About It.
Or else forget about it.
Another Forget About It. Oof. Let's hear it.
It was pretty good, but honestly, I feel like it's something that would be played at like an old bar where old people dance.
which is not a place you frequent, I assume.
Yeah.
maybe later in life, but like for now.
Yeah. If you want to like slow dance or partner dance, it's perfect, but
I gotcha. But blues music, what's your opinion on it?
I like blues music, but it's got to have some like, oh no, it's got to have some really interesting theme to like make it really stand out. Mm. Otherwise it's just like a nice tune.
I gotcha. Do you think there's enough grit in it to be a blues song, or you feel like it was lacking in the grit category?
I feel like it had grit, but the grit was a little like clumsy. Like, he would have a drawl, and it would just kind of, like, break off at the end a little.
Yeah.
A little funky. But it was A for effort.
A for effort.
Very Hearts nice. In the right place.
So, Rick Holmstrom in blues. Are you surprised there's a somewhat popular blues artist from Alaska? Do you feel like Alaska could be a bluesy state?
I feel like there's probably a lot of blues. There's a lot of, like, bars and a lot of people who want to play at bars. So... Like, I feel like blues would be very popular just like within the state.
Mm.
sure.
I gotcha. And I mean, there might be a lot of woes, right? Like, what's the big industry over, like, oil and fishing?
So oil, like, and fishing, yeah, pretty much.
There's probably a lot of problems there, right?
Yeah, a lot more guys than girls, so maybe they got a lot of lovesick blues.
Right. Ooh, that's true. That's true. If the ratio isn't there, right, I can't find myself a partner. That okay. That warrants a song, I would say. So, all right, we got another forget about it for song number 4. We're moving on to song number 5. We're past the halfway point of the episode, and song number 5 is a 2006 indie rock track, and it is "It's a Departure" by The Long Winters. That was song number 5. That was a 2006 indie rock song, "It's a Departure" by The Long Winters. The Long Winters is an indie rock group led by John Roderick, who was raised in Anchorage, Alaska. The song comes from the group's third studio album titled "Putting the Days to Bed." This particular track was also the theme song for the popular comedy podcast "My Brother, My Brother and Me," and the group has released a total of 3 albums and 1 EP. So, Rachel, is it better than "Smooth" by Santana?
It was definitely a bop.
That's a start.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know. It definitely has like the same lyrics over and over again, but I don't know. They're effective for sure. I might have to say it's a hot one. Man,
it's a hot one. It sounds like you're a little bit on the line there. Could you maybe go through your thought process for this?
I think there's an issue that I really like "Smooth" by Santana.
Hey, it's a good song. It's a good song.
It's a good song.
But it's the exact middle point of all music, though.
Yeah, yeah. I would have to say, I think it's a hot one. If I had to choose between listening to "Smooth" by Santana or "Departure" by The Long Winters, I'd probably do "Departure" by The Long Winters. Mm. Had a good start, good follow through.
Interesting. Do you think it would make a good theme song? Like, do you listen to that and be like, huh, this is definitely a comedy podcast theme song if I've ever heard one?
I could definitely see it. Yeah, for sure.
I gotcha. And do you feel like The Long Winters is a good name to represent the state of Alaska? Are your winters quite long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you reach March and it snows, and you're like, oh, okay. It almost thawed, but then it snows again. Yeah, no.
What's the latest you remember there being snow?
If you live up what we call the hill in my town, but other people call a mountain, if you live up on the hill, you'll have snow in your car probably into mid-May.
No, that sounds absolutely miserable.
I never lived.
So whenever you moved out of Alaska, were you ever missing snow at any point? Were you like, man, I missed this stuff? Or
it was more like I missed being like thoroughly cold. Sometimes you just gotta really be cold. I just,
because those Louisiana summers, there's probably like at one point in July you're like, you know what, I'll take the snow right now.
I used to do sports, but when I moved to Louisiana, I can't even walk outside. So.
Right. Gosh, it's rough. It's rough out there. So would you think about listening to more of the Long Winters, or you feel like let's leave it on a high note?
I would. I liked their style. I don't know exactly how to like place it, but it was like almost indie. It was nice, really straightforward.
Cool. Is that more similar to your music taste than the other songs you've listened to before?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with the first one, Portugal the Man, like that's like pop music is kind of easy for anybody to like. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd definitely say like Long Winters.
Cool.
More my vibe. Very cool.
All right. So we got a hot one for song number 5. We got our second hot one of the episode. And we're going to move on to song number 6. And song number 6 is a little bit later. It's a 2004 metalcore song, and it is At the End of August by 36 Crazy Fists. That was song number 6. That was At the End of August by 36 Crazy Fists. It was a 2004 metalcore song. 36 Crazy Fists was a metalcore and post-hardcore group from Anchorage, Alaska. The song comes from the group's second studio album titled A Snow-Capped Romance. The group released a total of 8 albums before disbanding in 2021. Fun fact, the group's name was influenced by a 1977 Jackie Chan movie of the same name. So, a cool little fact for all you trivia fans out there. So, Rachel, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I will say, like, for the genre that it's in, it did a really good job. Like, for metalcore, that was pretty spot on. It definitely made me feel like I was in Anchorage, if that makes sense.
Brought you back.
Yeah, for sure. But I'd have to say, forget about it. Or else forget about it. Just because it's not quite on that Smooth by Santana level.
I gotcha. Can you maybe go a little bit more into why it made you feel like you're back in Anchorage, Alaska?
I guess Anchorage, Alaska is like kind of a gloomy doom place. There's a lot more like homelessness, a lot more like drugs and crime. So usually when you go there, you only go to like go to the Walmart, go to the mall, because it's the only one we have.
In the entire state?
The only mall in the state, I believe.
I guess that makes sense. Because I mean, as you said, what, 50,000 people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not really mall size.
Yeah. So it's just a gloomy metalcore place.
It's a metalcore city.
Yeah. all the way.
So a total of 8 albums. Do you feel like there may be something in there that could be a hot one out of those 8 albums? Or you feel like 36 Crazy Fist is just not a hot one capable group?
It's hard to put a metal genre up against a nice like reggae classic, but I'd say there's probably some really good ones in there. They're definitely in the right place. Like I'm sure that there's a good metal scene there and they get like a good following in Anchorage.
Right. So they're better off in Anchorage than most places in the country. Yeah. Got it. So Jackie Chan, do you think he would like the group?
I don't know. I feel like most of the times I've seen Jackie Chan, like he's like a honey badger. Like he's dangerous, but he's nice, you know?
Right. Right. Like, what's that trope in his movies where it's just like there's always a priceless face that's about to tip over and Jackie Chan always has to stop it, you know? So he's kind of a goofy guy.
Yeah. He can be like a good dad or something, but not like a...
Yeah, metalcore. I will be, you know, pretty honest. I don't think Jackie Chan knows they exist, if we're being completely honest.
Probably.
I think Jackie Chan has other things going on right now. He also doesn't seem like a metalcore fan. He's probably more of like a, you know, Appalachian folk type group, you know, guy. I don't know. You can see that?
Maybe some like Mongolian throat singing.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool. He's from, you know, China. That's kind of close. All right, so we got to forget about it for song number 6. Got 2 more songs left. So we're moving on to song number 7. And song number 7 is a 2020 singer-songwriter song, and it is Night Follows by Anna Graceman.
Spin all of these memories causing my head to spin. When I close my eyes, I'm back in that moment again. It comes out of nowhere and no, there's no telling when. My fears come around to see if I'm still scared of them. I know the night follows me wherever I go. I can feel the shadows follow me close wherever.
All right, that was song number 7. That was a 2020 singer-songwriter song. That was Night Follows by Anna Graceman. Anna Graceman is a singer-songwriter from Juneau, Alaska. She gained notable attention at the age of 11 after performing on the television show America's Got Talent. From there, she received a Las Vegas residency, as well as being featured on shows such as The Ellen DeGeneres Show and Songland. So, Rachel, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I'm going to have to say forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
Another forget about it. Let's hear it.
She just kind of seemed like a Sia or Billie Eilish wannabe.
Yes.
Very natural progression.
Right.
Yeah. Good for coming out of Alaska, but like...
Right.
Yeah,
but sadly, the show is not, is it good for Alaska? It's, is it better than Smooth by Santana? So sadly, you can't give her, you know, a hot one in that case.
Yeah, I'd still say it wasn't better than Smooth by Santana. I don't know. It seems like a lot of songs I've heard before.
Would you say it's necessarily a song you didn't enjoy listening to, or you feel like it was just a little too, you know, cliche, normal?
Seems like something I would hear if I was like at the JCPenney shopping, which isn't bad, you know, it's pretty. Right.
You just probably wouldn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay to listen to it very much, but.
So yeah. It doesn't sound like you would have bought a ticket for her Las Vegas residency after her performance on America's Got Talent.
Probably not.
You think, you know, it's kind of a good story, like got out of Alaska and on to Vegas. Do you feel like that's just kind of like a, you know, a story you don't hear often?
It is a story you don't hear often. I didn't know like that she went on America's Got Talent. That is pretty cool to her credit. Did she win or she just like got high?
I think she must have got far enough if she got to go on like other shows after, but I think I probably would have read if she you probably also would have known if she won, if I had a guess.
Yeah. That's true.
That word probably would have gotten back that.
It's a pretty cool story.
Yeah. Are you surprised that music like that has come out of Alaska? As you said before, you know, there's a lot of kind of more grungy, seedy type music that comes out of Alaska. Does a calm singer-songwriter song kind of strike you as different?
A little bit. I mean, we have a lot of like, I don't know, like in small towns, there's a lot of like girls who like will do talent shows and, or like they do that like classic indie, like ballad. So it's a lot of like things that we've definitely heard a lot of. We just kind of like get it later. Like if it was popular down here, 5 years later, it's popular up there. So like she probably has a little bit of a disadvantage, but.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful. So,
interesting question here. I just kind of thought of it. Nothing to do with the song, but like when it comes to popular culture in Alaska, do you feel like it's pretty, you know, Americanized in a sense, being a part of the United States? However, being so close to Canada as well as, you know, kind of pretty close to Russia, do you feel like there's a little bit of that involved too? Or what do you say about that?
We definitely have like a pretty big mixture of cultures. A lot of like culture that we get from America is like from the West Coast. So we have like a lot of Portland people, a lot of like California people. We actually have a lot of like Hawaiians from nowhere, but yeah. We don't have like a super American culture. A lot of things like take a lot longer to get to us, like box office. We have like a one screen theater in town and it takes like an extra month. So
right. So you would read online like, oh, the new Avengers was great. You're like, oh, cool. I can't wait to see it next month.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like you don't want to know. But we're pretty different. And we also have like a lot of like out of like non-Americans that live there. Like we've got a lot of Russians, a lot of Europeans. So it's like, it's an interesting culture. It's definitely different from American.
So are there a lot of like chain stores and restaurants that are up in Alaska? Like, do you find like an Applebee's somewhere in Alaska? Or that's like something that just doesn't even exist, stuff like that.
There's probably like two Applebee's. I will say that Subway and McDonald's have probably reached to the ends of the earth, because we definitely have Subway and McDonald's everywhere. But
so if you see something pop up in Alaska, like, oh, wow, it must be everywhere else.
We just got our first Canes and people love
Alaska
it.
Got Canes?
Yeah.
Wow. The guy
made his money there to start his business. So he had to.
He really?
Yeah. Fishing.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. I bet that you're telling everyone back home to go to it, where you kind of like, yeah, I was there before, it was cool, whatever.
Yeah.
A little bit like that. Awesome. All right. So we got to forget about it for song number 7.
Yes.
All right. We're moving on to song number 8, the final song of the episode, as sad as it may be. But song number 8 is a hit. So we begin it in each episode with a hit. Some of the people know, some of the people recognize. And this hit is a 1995 folk song. And it is from probably the second most popular Alaska musician, maybe. I don't know how to rank them, but it's Jewel. So
yes.
as you predicted, as you predicted it would be. So Jewel is fairly popular, had a really popular album in 95, and we're going to be listening to something from it. So here is You Were Meant for Me by Jewel.
My maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. Wipe the spots off of the mirror, don't leave my keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore, cause trains last so long. Even after you're gone,
right. That was the final song of the episode. That was song number 8. That was a 1995 folk song, You Were Meant for Me by Jewel. Jewel is a folk singer and actress from Homer, Alaska, the hometown of Rachel, funnily enough. The song served as the second single for Jewel's debut album, Pieces of You, which reached number 4 on the Billboard Albums Chart. So that's probably the most successful album to probably come out of the state, it sounds like. The song itself reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, as well as winning the MTV Music Award for Best Female Video. Today, the song is regarded as one of Jewel's most popular songs. So, Rachel, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I'm going to have to say it's a hot one.
And it's a hot one.
For sure.
It's a hot one. Let's hear it.
She just has a super unique voice. Super nice imagery in her songs. It's like a little story, but it has a good chorus, good stuff all around. Yeah, she's really being something that's just her, just being unique. Just nice to see.
Right.
Yeah.
So how does Homer, Alaska, were you familiar with Jewel while you were there? Like, is that kind of something that people are familiar with?
Yeah, she's one of the Kilchers. And they have the Alaska, The Last Frontier TV show. So they're kind of like our golden child, the famous family.
Right.
Everybody does like kind of know about them. And then like even beyond that, the Kilchers are like a pretty prominent family in Homer just because they like are involved in all of the like the old things of the town. Like they have a farm out east, and like they always go to the contra dances, and they always like wear clothes that they made themselves, and like they're definitely like a really special, unique part of that town. So it was just like an extra.
So what'd you say, contra dances? Can you maybe tell? I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
It's like dancing.
It's square dancing, you said?
Yeah, square dancing, like spin your partner around and around.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So is that a popular thing over there?
It's, I don't know why my family did it because I don't think anybody else's did, but it was like,
oh, okay.
Like a lot of old people, like a lot of the old people of the town went and like, maybe
I didn't know if it was like the whole town gathered together for one big dance party.
That would be cool. I will say on New Year's, there was a big contra dance every New Year's that a lot more people would go to. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Are there signs around Homer? Like Jewel's from here, home of Jewel.
Actually, there aren't. We have a lot of tourism. Like our population doubles in the summer. It's like our main economy driver.
Really?
Yeah. We have a 6-mile spit of land. That's the width of a road. And that's like our huge attraction. So we get like cruise ships that go there all the time. But we don't, strangely enough, have any signs about Jewel or anything, like billboards. I don't know.
Were you kind of annoyed during the summer season? Were you just like, ah, tourist?
The traffic is terrible, and we have like 2 stoplights. So like you gotta be really good at pulling out.
Right.
But like other than that, honestly, you make money. So it's like I know a lot of people who just work in the summer and they do nothing in the winter because tourists. Wow. Yeah.
I guess most people probably don't even want to go outside during the winter anyway. It's probably that.
Yeah.
That miserable. Well, it's funny because I'm in Orlando right now, and I also sometimes go, ugh, tourists. But I also know this city probably wouldn't exist without them. So I guess it's, you know, exactly, exactly. So do you feel like it was, Jewel's a good representative of ending the episode off, you know, showing what the best of what Alaska has to offer?
Absolutely. Yeah, for cool. Sure.
So before you came on the show, were you like, there's probably going to be a Jewel song? Where you just kind of, yeah.
I've seen her on a celebrity roast, so she's pretty big.
I gotcha. Big for Alaska. I love that.
Yeah.
The biggest state. All right. Very cool. So those were all 8 songs. Overall, how do you feel represented the Alaskan music scene? Do you think you're like, no, there's so many other artists that could have been on there? Or you're like, yeah, that's about right.
It's about right. I mean, a lot of our music generally like is just for the people in the state. Like we don't expect to have like huge stars that are gonna like stay and live there, but for the state, I mean, I'm pretty happy with the music that we listen to when we're there. The live music I love, so. But
Right. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, those are all eight songs. You know, with three hot ones. Were you expecting that's probably about the range you were going to go with? Yeah.
Three out of eight, probably.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Cool. Well, enough about Alaskan music. I know you're probably tired of talking about it now. Let's hear about just your music opinions in general. So what are some of the music you're currently listening to at the moment? What is on your rotation?
Well, Simon and Garfunkel are definitely perpetually on my rotation. They're my my home bowl. other than that, I've been doing a lot of like Queen. I know it's pretty basic, but Queen is pretty good. Definitely a lot of like techno as well. I like I don't know how to say his name. It's got like an umlaut over the O's, but like Roykskoip or something.
Interesting. I don't think I've heard of him.
He's like a techno guy. And then I also like Daft Punk recently. So, yeah.
Nice. Can't go wrong with Daft Punk. Very cool. Are there any song or artist recommendations you have for the audience? Any artists or songs you feel like are pretty underground that need more attention?
Oh gosh. I mean, I would nearly say Simon and Garfunkel are underground, but I know that they're not. They don't get a lot of listeners, but
I feel like our generation needs to appreciate Simon and Garfunkel more.
Yeah. At least listen to every song once. I mean, no.
I agree. Yeah. Awesome. Well, is there anyone outside the realm of music you would like to give a shout out to today?
Can it be just like a random person that I know on the street or like,
it can be anyone. I don't care. Like, it's your time, Sean.
I would like to give a shout out to Devin, who is the oven master at Lit Pizza.
Nice, nice. I love me some Lit Pizza, so that.
Heck yeah.
That works out. Also, any final comments before we wrap this episode up?
I think that's about it.
All right. Any final words for this, for all those Alaskinians? Is that how you say it? Alaskamites? Something like that?
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. That sounds good.
All right. Cool. Just thank you for being there, Alaska. Maybe someday I'll go up there on a cruise like everybody else, apparently. I feel like most people who've been to Alaska are just like, yeah, I went on a cruise once and it was cool.
Yeah, so, that's like 80%.
Yeah. Might go check it out. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rachel, for joining. And thank you all for listening. Also, thank you, Andrew Ferguson, for making the theme song to the show. Go check him out with his group, The Dwell. If you have any song requests, please send them my way to manitsahotone@outlook.com. And make sure you put in your hot ones and forget about it in the email as well. Hope to see you all here next Friday as we continue our journey through the wonderful world of music as to answer the question, is it better than Smooth by Santana? So if we're going in alphabetical order for the states, that means we got Arizona coming up. So, you know, can you name anyone from Arizona music-wise? No? That's all right. We're going to learn, me and you both.
Wow.
Thank you once again. And I like to end this episode like I like to end every episode by reading my new favorite comment from the Smooth by Santana music video on YouTube. This comment comes from Jesse B. Pinkman. This is a guy who just named himself after the Breaking Bad character. And his comment read, real. That's it. Just real. I don't know what Jesse was thinking about, but he must have seen something that we didn't. So. All right. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for taking time to be on the podcast. Greatly appreciated. And yes, thank you all for listening. And don't forget, give me your heart. Make it real or else forget about it. I'm Alex. This was Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, and I'll see you all next time.